This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Phil Whitler. He's sanitarian for the Macoupin County Public Health Department. Welcome to the show, Phil.
Thanks, Rick.
Phil, we talk about a lot of different things that go on that you're involved with, be it mosquitoes or ticks, and we're on something new. There's a new campaign to protect families from radon in Illinois, and it's coming from the state level down to the local levels. And why is radon a concern? We're starting to hear more and more about it, actually.
Well, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer among non-smokers, and basically it's a natural occurring gas is found everywhere in Illinois. Just in some parts of Illinois, it's a little higher than others. We're in central Illinois. It's just a moderate risk here. However, it is important to test your house. We've been doing this about off and on for 10 years.
How does one know if radon's in their house, or how does it get into a house or business?
The only way you know is to test it. And the way it gets in is through cracks in your basement, say your foundation, plumbing chases, things like that. If you do any extensive remodeling, you probably should have your home tested. And it basically comes from the breakdown of uranium rock that was pushed here by the glaciers, you know, millions of years ago. And it can break down into a radon gas that can come through these little cracks in your foundation.
When it gets into the home, that's what we're going to be talking about today. Okay. There's ways to test. And before we talk about testing and what's available there, in Macoupin County, you said we're about moderate, but there divisions in Macoupin County, like maybe north, south, east, or west, that might have a higher potential for radon because of any decay, or do you find it's all about the same across the county?
Across this county, like I said, I've been doing this 10 years. There, I have found pockets of higher concentrations of radon gas in homes. Again, you know, a mitigator, in other words, a person that's licensed. I'm licensed to do the testing. I'm not licensed to do the mitigation, but a mitigator can easily vent that radon gas out of your home.
You've got a program coming up. It's free.
Right.
And where you can get your home tested. Anyone can get their home tested here in Macoupin County. What actually goes on? Maybe you could talk about what goes on if somebody contacts the health department and says, you know, I'm wanting to get a test.
Yeah, basically, this fiscal year, we're going to do 30 homes. It's going to be first come, first serve. Call me up at the health department. I'll give my number at the end of this broadcast here. And basically, we use a liquid scintillation. It's a small canister about the size of a salt shaker. And it's got activated charcoal in the bottom, and the lid has got a filter cap on it. We'll place it in certain areas of the home, 24 inches off the ground, away from other objects, away from the hot water heater, away from any moisture, because these testing devices are sensitive to moisture. And that's one thing you got to be aware of when you set them. I know some people try to order them and set them themselves. It's better if you have someone that's knowledgeable of it. Like, for instance, I took the test 10 years ago or so and became a licensed professional in, I think, 1999. And it's real important to set it in the right place so you get an adequate and accurate reading.
Because as you said, before you became a professional, you actually did a test where you thought, oh my goodness, we have a high level.
I actually did a test, in my mom's house, and I didn't set it right because I didn't have the knowledge. Well, after taking the test, I understood, you know, there's a lot to taking the placement of the test is real important. Keeping your doors and windows closed for 48 hours, which we do. You can go in and out of a door, of course, but need your windows and doors closed. That's why we like to do this in the wintertime. And you want an accurate reading. And then again, you know, after the reading, I get it back 7 to 10 days. It's your reading. No one else really knows about it. And it's up to the homeowner if it is high, you know, wants to mitigate it or not. It just depends on whatever the homeowner wants to do.
As you say, there's not too much inconvenience with it. If you do get a high reading, let me just ask for the public, can you get a second test or immediately do you get a mitigator?
Well, as a licensed professional, I'm required to do a long-term test. In other words, if your reading's kind of on the borderline, say 4 to 10, that's picocuries per liter of radon gas that's in the air, the long-term test will sit in your house instead of 48 hours. It'll go like 3 to 6 to 9 months, at least 3 months. And it's a little bit more expensive, not to the homeowner, because Macoupin County's doing it all free. But it's a more accurate test. And if you do have a little bit of a high reading, which that's usually what I get in Macoupin County, not real high, but maybe just a little bit, then this test will give you a real good idea of what you really got in your home.
And mitigation is, just so we ain't throwing a term out there, people don't understand, what is
vent,
it?
Basically, they can vent the radon gas out of your basement up through plumbing stacks, actually through the roof of your house. And we've got one guy that's done some here, Dan Nankes from Glen Arm. He's done some, and also Jeff Greider of Staunton. He's a licensed mitigator that can come in your house, and it's not really very expensive, really, to get it mitigated. And it's something you probably should do if the reading is up there a little bit.
But it is the homeowner or business owner's choice.
Yeah, it's your choice. It's whatever you want to do. I just do the test.
Going to be doing 30 homes.
30 homes this fiscal year, from October 1 to September 30th.
You know, you did do this some in the past. How many did you find? What was the...
About 33%. One out of three homes is above the threshold that EPA calls, could be dangerous, which is 4 picocuries per liter of air. About one out of three, and about one out of 20 has been above 10 picocuries per liter of air. So above 10... And actually, even above 4, I'll do the long-term test to get the real accurate reading before we...
Has there been homes come out after the long-term test that really needed the mitigation? Or...
Yes, there's been some that I don't say need the mitigation, some that we just recommend that we just give them the number, and if they want to mitigate, they can. Leave it at that.
All right. Well, Phil, again, you said earlier that you'd give out the numbers that one can call if they'd like to participate in this free radon test for their homes, and we'll go ahead and let you do that now.
Okay. My number is 217-839-4103, and we've already started the program. I've got about 8 to 10 to 15 people on a waiting list, so call me, and then we can set up a time to do this test. It takes 48 hours. I'll come and set it, come and pick it up. Mail it away, and in 7 to 10 days, you get your results.
Phil, I'd like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Okay, thanks, Rick.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.